Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Damien Dempsey joins us in studio. Hold Your Joy is the new album. Afternoon, Damien.
How are you doing, Ray? Thanks for having us again, man.
Yeah, this is the first one in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah. With the lockdown and John Reynolds said, producer, he had to make the big move from Kilburn to Wicklow. So, you know, that was tough going during the... It's hard enough to move, but you know, when you have to move to another country, it's harder again. But you,
all that gear.
And the EU, yeah. You know, he wasn't in the EU anymore, so it was a huge thing, you know.
Brexit.
Yeah, so he has a great studio there in Wicklow now. And,
right. And you've been lifelong friends and collaborators.
We have, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're great partners in, you know, in Kjol, partners in Kjol.
Yeah, he gets you.
He does indeed, yeah, he does indeed. Thank God. Someone gets me.
And when you're doing live, he's the drummer in the band.
He is amazing drummer, incredible. Yeah, incredible.
So 16, that's good value there.
Good value, yeah. It's someone said it's 16 songs. It's twice the misery for the same price as.
Actually, they'd be wrong because there's a lot of hope, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of love in this.
There is lots of healing and spirituality, and it's going to help people. It's going to lift them. I know it is. You know, I don't think you know it. You know,
you're sort of there. It's nearly two lines. Never the twain shall meet. So you have all that.
Yeah.
You have the joy, you have the hope, you have the love,
yeah.
You have the ray of sun and all that. And then you still have the Damien that we know and love, yeah. Giving out,
yeah.
Yeah.
Protesting.
Yeah.
Trying to make the place a bit fairer.
You should be in that Hosier song, you know, that Nina cried power. Damien cried power. That's the
great song.
James Brown cried power. Damien cried power. So how do you, and this is a serious question, how do you reconcile those two things? Because you've read this book where a man went off and interviewed the Dalai Lama and Desmond,
Tutu,
Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the joy thing from.
It's called The Book of Joy. Everyone should read that book. It's just about how, when there's madness going on around you, like them two fellas went through wars and exile and apartheid, and they maintain that you have to try and stay grateful and joyful through these things, because you can do far more good for yourself and people around you and the world if you try and stay grateful and joyful, even no matter what's going on outside, you know.
Yeah, and so we are the love, ray of sun, hope, calling. These are all uplifting, positive songs.
Yeah,
and there's still the protest songs in there.
So, there is,
So do you get up some mornings and feel like a protester, and other mornings you feel full of joy, or how do they live together inside you? Is the question, I suppose.
Well, some things make you angry, don't you? Yeah. Some things you feel are an injustice, and they make you angry, and you just have to write about them, get it off your chest, you know, and you try and do something about it. You know, if you see an injustice, you have to sort of try and if you're stronger, if you're still in yourself, it's easier to help other people, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get too self-indulgent, you know, and you can just hinder you. I think hinder you. Right. If you get bogged down by things, you know, you have to just try and quiet the mind and get into nature as much as you can and stuff, you know, and be grateful for anything good in your life. And you can do a lot more good, I think, then, you know.
And so you have always felt that you're a voice for some people who don't have a voice.
Yeah, I suppose I would, yeah.
Yeah.
The people I always looked up to would have, the singers I looked up to would always, you know, try and help other people out, you know.
Yeah.
They use their music as a vehicle to try and, you know, make the world a bit fairer, you know.
Fair place, right.
Yeah.
So, Louise, now there's themes covered in this that some people might find upsetting. So, Louise is a mother of 11.
It's the women I remember saying in my mother's house around the area, Cabra West, and some of them had 10, 15, 20 plus children, you know. And, if they went to the priest and said, I'm knackered, you know, the priest would say, go home and give your husband as many kids as he wants, you know. And because they'd no money, like, you know, and I don't know how they fed, clothed, you know, cleaned up after all these kids. I don't know how they done it. They were the strongest people on earth, I thought, you know. So I thought they deserved
amazing
a song.
Women, amazing,
incredible,
women.
And they were so just great people. Then they were true Christians, you know.
Yeah,
they really were true Christians, you know. I've never sang this before ever anywhere, so it could be all over the gaff, you know, but give it a lash. The passion will be there. Well, it was not right, Louise, how a priest and husband you had to appease, how they brought you to your knees with 11 children you could barely feed. You were basically enslaved. What you would have given just for minimum wage. When your husband drank his pay and fell in the door, smashed up the house, it's another normal day, Louise. You're a queen to me, Louise. They've some cheek to say it's weak, your femininity. Well, you had your hopes and your dreams. You could write a brilliant story, far off places you'd someday see. Contraception was a sin, so at 17 you married, 6 months pregnant with the twins. Still you never lost your faith. You were generous to a fault, and you believed in something great. And if anyone is a queen, you, Louise, and women like you are the best I've ever seen. Louise, you're a queen. Weak, your femininity. To all the sisters round this earth who are being oppressed by men obsessed with patriarchal verse, I will say to you one word: solidarity. Someday you'll be free as migratory birds.
Oh,
that's for the women.
That's for the women, all right.
And I feel that women should be allowed to be priests, and priests should be at the marry, and we should on a Sunday bring all our Irish traditional music into the church and have Shannos singing, Shannos dancing, and a big sober session sing song, a big celebration, you know.
Yeah,
that's what I think. And cut ties with Rome. That's what I think.
Damien Dempsey for president. Like so much of that, I recognise so much of that song from my own childhood. So that's Louise there, and the name of the album is Hold Your Joy, and Damien's going to stay with us. We're going to take a commercial break, and the lads are going to reset, and we're going to have another song and more chat after this.
Tweet at Radio Ray RTE, The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, will Louise.
Oh, Louise, right. Well I need, Sinead O'Connor. And what's the connection?
It's just, it's about to record the song and... yeah, are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, sorry. Yeah, we're Louise, Sinead O'Connor just passed, you know, and I knew John Reynolds would be, he was shook, you know. So upset, I went down to John's new studio and I just said, John, let's christen the studio. I have a song for the women, and we went down and recorded this one. But the instruments, equipment went crazy. John was going, what the hell is wrong? He was trying to get it going, and he said, what is going on? There's no scientific explanation. I just said, John, that's Sinead. Mm. And he went, oh, yeah, she said she'd send me a sign if she went over first, you know. Yeah. And there it was. And then five minutes later, they came back, and we were able to record the song. So thanks, Sinead, for the little nudge.
And she was on your first or second album?
Second.
Second.
Yeah.
And then you toured with her, of course. I remember we had you in that little theatre in Bewley's on Grafton Street.
That's right, yeah.
And Sinead did backing vocals.
That was amazing.
That was wasn't it?
It was a great day.
Because there's only about 40 of your dedicated fans there. So it's this amazing energy and love.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop singing and let her sing, to be honest with you.
And she was doing the opposite. I'm just here as a backing singer. So, Hope Calling.
It's about what all I've learned, Ray, by just travelling the world and just listening to wise people, and all I've learned from nearly half a century on the earth. It's just solutions on how to get through modern day craziness and trauma, and it's going to help a lot of people. I know, okay. This song we're going to do, Hope Calling. It's we're getting messages now from people in hospital. It's really helping, you know, through their illness, you know. And this is a sort of it's a spiritual song that's about visualization as well, you know. And right. So it's
Hope Calling, right? It's from the new album, Hold Your Joy, which is out this Friday.
It's out this Friday, it is indeed, yeah. Yeah, want to give it a go?
You give it a go.
Well, you might be all over the place. I've never played this before, but Jesus, the nerves.
Eternally, go hopefully. Pub Calling.
Pub Calling, yeah.
Hold Your Joy. What's the name of the book?
The book is called The Book of Joy.
And it's, what's the, Douglas, somebody Douglas, is that his name?
Douglas Abrams, yeah.
Douglas
yeah,
Abrams.
Everyone should read it, you know. My mother was very ahead of the posse. She was from little house in Cabra West, but she was into meditation and yoga in the 70s, you know. And she got me into it then when I was a teenager, you know. I think it saved me life, you know.
Yeah.
Just when you can still the mind, you know, it's like playing guitar. You know, people try meditation for a week and they throw it there. That mindfulness, I couldn't get it, but you have to, it's like playing guitar or singing. You have to practice and
practice.
Keep going, keep coming back.
It's not for me, though. It's not for me, Damien. How many people did you hear saying that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, whatever gets you through, but if you keep at it, it'll just click one day. Yeah. And when your mind stops racing, you feel the spirit within, you know, you really feel it, you know. And gratitude, like the more you practice it, the more you practice gratitude, the more joy you feel in your life, you know.
Hmm.
For anything good, your eyesight, your hearing, your speech, all the things we take for granted, you know, your legs, be able to walk.
An attitude of gratitude.
My grandmother, keep at it.
Anthony says, my grandmother had 15 children and lost 7, a mere 5 foot. She was a superstar, much missed, says Anthony.
Someone.
And Damien Dempsey, what a great song for the women. I get so angry when I think of the lives of the women who went before me. Says that person. And Maury says, great to hear Damo. From a fan who first heard Damo live in his first Vicar Street gig supporting John Spillane many moons ago.
And now he's
headlining Vicar Street. See what I did there? Yeah. Nice little segue there. December 16, 17, 19, 20, 22nd, 23rd. Now legendary annual Christmas gigs in Vicar Street. How many years have you been doing it now, Damo?
Oh, jeez, I couldn't tell you.
More years than a character, I remember.
Oh, it's amazing. They become like a... we put them on late this year on sale and people are just... pulling out me, are you not doing Vicar Street? Like you were panicking,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We're doing New Year's Eve in the INEC in Killarney as
brilliant,
well.
Brilliant.
With Aslan, and then we're doing a big spring tour from Belfast to Bantry, over. And we're doing a Golden Discs.
That's what I was going to say. In the immediate future, tomorrow week, the 29th of October in Golden Discs, Stephen's Green, you're signing the new album. At 2 o'clock and again at 4 o'clock. You probably won't get out there. It'll be just two through. You know what I mean? Hold Your Joy, signing next Tuesday in Golden Discs in Stephen's Green, which is a great big shop there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eamon and Marty, thanks for accompanying, and the great Damien Dempsey. Thanks, Damien.
Thanks, Eamon. Thanks very much, Ray, for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Anish Doshan and the Priest Skelton in Oakdale, Fanula, Ní Nochtan.